Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Morning Show.
Okay, you want to rehearse one time before we go in there?
With award-winning journalist Cheryl Smith.
I'm good, but I'm not that good.
Bringing you informative, enlightening, thought-provoking, inspiring, and entertaining talk radio.
Young people, go on and stand up real quick. Come on. Come on. Yeah, we gotta stand. Yo, everybody, come get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Don't be cute with it. You gotta get, come on. Fifth one. Fourth one. Come on. Sing it.
Yeah.
Wait. Think I wanna hit the moon.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the World According to Drew. I'm Andrew Wiggum, live from Studio A, ready to get it on. It's a beautiful day. It's the 21st day of May. As always, read your African-American newspapers, no matter where you are. We have a conglomerate of news resources led by the great Cheryl Smith. No excuse for the news. Don't forget to get our e-blast. that you can get. I'll give you the number here where you'll be able to keep up with everything that's going on with Texas Metro News. It is just unbelievable. The people we've been touching, the people who have been just receiving all this wellness of news. And you can get that e-blast if you call 214-941-0110. Again, 214-941-0110. No excuse. We got it all right here for you. We want to make sure that you get it. So many things are going on. Jim Brown, trying to say goodbye to a legend. Anniversary of the Uvalde killing. We'll talk a little bit more about the Allen, the gun laws. Congratulations to the graduates. Hopefully we get a few that will check in. Martha Stewart, excuse me, is on the cover of Sports Illustrated. We'll talk about that. It's so much on my mind with that one. The NBA, Lakers, Lord, what's going on? Speaking of the NBA, Ja Morant, come on, homeboy. You got everything working in your favor, and you still hanging out, doing things. Come on. Mama, daddy, step up. Kid with so much talent, put things in your life you never dreamed of. Just amazing. I don't know what Nike may do in his other endorsements, but will be remain to be seen. Let me just kind of look at with Ja. You know, he finds himself in hot water again after another gun incident on Instagram Live. He has been suspended for all team activities while the NBA also investigates the matter. To make it work, it appears Nike is punishing Ja as well. And we're going to talk about this a little bit more in depth. Some of the responsibilities of these young kids that are getting so much money. Should we go back? Or they have to play at least 2 or 3 years in the league. I'm sorry, in college before they get to the league. Those are some discussions that we'll have a little bit later in the day. Some of the things we'll go over this morning, I'll make sure that we cover the things. Of course, we'll be open for live mics and everything with you guys here very shortly. Our e-blast that I mentioned to you earlier, celebrating 196 years of the Black Press. It's Asia Pacific American Heritage Month as they celebrate. 20 years later, Patrick LaMere earns his degree. Absolutely wonderful. At 38 years of age, Patrick Lemley, I guess that's how you pronounce it, and please forgive me if I mispronounce that, has already achieved significant business success, working his way up from entry-level jobs to management positions at some of the world's largest hotel chains. He received his Bachelor of Science degree in business on May 9th at Texas Trust's CU Theater in Grand Prairie, Texas. Jessica Journey is from the streets of UNT to Howard. We want to congratulate her moving on HBCU all the way. Finding Our Apps, this app is fighting food waste and discounted mystery bags from different Dallas restaurants. Another item that's featured on our e-blast, Dallas Wings, they win the season opener by defeating American Dream 85-78. Aniqua Obunike finished with 27 points. And Bully, and just forgive me on that one, 27 points and 4 rebounds. we'll have it ready for you. Now, here's something for the Dallas and Heart from Dallas Independent School District. Ms. Pearl C. Anderson, Pioneer Black Philanthropist, Merits Remembered. On Sunday, June 4, 2023, Below Community Center and the Rose Garden neighborhood in the Watermark Church of South Dallas is hosting an outdoor mixer for all graduates of Pearl C. Anderson from 5:30 to 7 p.m. That will be on June 4th. Now, you know Pearl C. Anderson was one of the schools in South Dallas that they closed and merged those students with the students of Dade, which is now on Alaskan Way. And I wonder if a lot of the kids or even the adults that attended Pearl C. Anderson really understood some of her philanthropist merits that she provided for us here in this particular area. So we could at least honor that. So we'll be getting with that a little bit more. So that's on June 4th, 2023 at the Beloved Community Center, Beloved, as they call it, the Rose Garden neighborhood, the Watermark Church of South Dallas are hosting, again, an outdoor mixer for all graduates of Pearl C. Anderson from 5:30 to 7 o'clock. Be there. Metro News, this is hype that you can believe. Tune in weekdays, 8:45 a.m. for exciting, informative, accurate news information. Join us on this journey. And you get to hear our leader go through some things at 8:45. Classes and section, you're going to learn something new. Forget efforts to stifle and rewrite history. We are in control. 7 Clark killed by Officer Terrence Mercedole and Jared Robinette. This is unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. Even though we talk about things, we're still getting cop killings. We're still getting people walking around with guns. When is this going to stop? 7 Clark, a 22-year-old African-American male, tragically lost his life in police shooting in March. His father and two beloved members of the community, Terrence Mercadal, it's got to stop. All this happened in Sacramento. And continue on that sad note, we lost a giant this week. His name was James Jim Brown. Born February 17, 1936. Died on May 18, 2023. He was voted football's greatest 20th century player. He earned induction in the Hall of Fame in 1971, but wasn't the only sport that he excelled in. Jim Brown, the superstar Cleveland Browns back, who put football quit football at the very height of his career, is dead now at 87 years of age. Perhaps the greatest running back ever, Brown quit football to pursue acting at 30. From 1957 to 1965, the perennial All-Pro helped lead the Cleveland Browns ground game and won the NFL championship in 1964. Voted Pro Football's greatest player in the 20th century, Brown earned induction into the Hall of Fame in 1971. But football wasn't the only sport that he excelled. He played basketball, track, and lacrosse at high levels. He was inducted into the Lacrosse Hall of Fame in 1984, but football is where he chiefly made his mark. Jim Brown, dead at the age of 87. We'll talk a little bit more about that and give you a little bit more insight on some of the civil rights things that he participated in. Texas Representative Jasmine Crockett, schools, Republicans, exposure to hypocrisy on crime. You can tune in to Roland Martin and get all that information. So much is going on and so little time to talk about. We're talking about words to fly by. People don't always need advice. Sometimes all they need, really need, is a hand to hold, an ear to listen, and a heart to understand them. We're going to start using that a little bit more. Again, people don't always need advice. Sometimes all they need, all they really need is a hand to hold, an ear to listen, and a heart to understand them. We're going to be paying homage to those of the class of 2023. Michaela T. Harris, South Carolina State University. And hopefully we'll have another young lady on, talk about what it means to her graduating from college. Absolutely. We have... lifetime rates, depression in the black and Hispanic communities surpasses whites. And then we're going to talk about that. We'll get a few callers to talk about depression. You know, depression is real. We always think everything's going to be all right, but there are things that we need to talk about. And depression is one of them. It is actually one of them that we need to really talk about. I say talk to your kids, talk to your relatives, find out what's going on. Society has put so many benchmarks, I call some of them false benchmarks, on us that we are not looking at what we need to achieve in order to be successful in our own lives. So we will talk about that a little bit later. Blue Floor Law, tough on undocumented and their helpers. The census has really, really gone cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. They're asking organizations, and I know some organizations are already in the midst of their activity, but we're asking other groups to go in and just pull away from Florida. I know that's my home state. But we need to pull away and really show DeSantis. And then some of you think about this, and I know some will probably like it. If you had a president like him, okay, we're divided, but can you imagine how divided, more divided we would be as a country? It's bad. But it would get worse. Something, something. You know, like Americans say, something special in there. Something is not special in this instance. All right. Demikia Daniels, I hope I pronounced that right, is our superb woman of the week, of the day. Demikia Daniels attends the Fashion Institute of Technology with a major in fashion business management, where she joined the Black Student Union, became a resident assistant. She is the owner and creator of Mexivox. Please forgive me. Mexivox is how you pronounce it. A brand that she started in 2020, you're going to be seeing and hearing a lot from this enterprising businesswoman with her second social media platform. She has gained supporters who have pushed her to create it more and more, and just outstanding. So she's going to be pushing forward through social media. She's a member or the recipient of Iota Phi Lambda's size chapter. Sharon R. Thomas Smith Youth Entrepreneur Award. Recently has begun posting personal experiences and day-to-day activities on social media. Boy, things get deeper. You know, we get some more people online and we'll really talk about it and see. We have Atlanta. As always, we appreciate what you're doing. You know what? Let's go early to the lines if they could jump in with me. Let me get back to my thing. Let's talk about DeSantis. What in the Sam Hill? And you know, if it wasn't Sunday morning, I would say something a little off kilter. But what in the Sam Hill is going on? His comments about Jordan Neely's death is part of a dangerous pattern. So he actually feels that they can come and choke us in the middle of any place. Not saying anything is unfortunate, but what in the Sam Hill are we thinking about today? And I want to get your opinion. If you all just press one, let's see what you have to say about a good old DeSantis down. And what's scary, if he is doing that just in the state of Florida, what is going to happen to the country if he was to get the presidency? So press one. Let's see. We got Atlanta on here. We have Dr. Rodriguez who will give us a treat at the top of the hour. But I just want to see how you all feel. Just press one, because I'm just boiling that the disrespect for life being lost. People are saying that the young man should have died. And, you know, come on. You talk about mental illness. Does it only work for one side of the ledger when you talk about mental illness? But I don't care what they say. When you had Mr. Neely down, who was funeralized yesterday, when you have him down, when is enough enough? You continue. If he wiggle, you squeeze. Probably was still squeezing when he wasn't wiggling. Folks, this clock is turning backwards. It is turning backwards. And what are we going to do? We vote. That's one thing we do. Try to turn the table that way. Some of these issues that are on the table right now, diversity, exclusion. Really? Do you not want your kids to understand how America got where it is today? The sharecroppers, the workers, the people who benefited from the labor that we provided, those are things that we need to think about. And then you have the audacity not to want to teach it. And we've gone over this. We talked about the situation in New Orleans. Little smart, little black girl ended up going. At the time, black girl, I'll get away with that one for this time. But African-American, which we did not use at that particular time, integrated the schools in New Orleans and Jefferson Parish. Very smart, was doing so many excellent things. And as a little girl, had to fight just to stay afloat. Craziness that still continues on. And, you know, we're just looking at a world, you know, an Uber driver, you know, dismantled and dismembered, or however you want, I'd say dismantled. Just crazy. Crazy. And then we look in Cleveland, Texas. had a guy that was shooting people. They found him, brought him back alive. If they would have known it was an African-American suspect, probably would have tried to shoot him on the spot. People are drinking the wrong Kool-Aid. And when you thought Jim Jones was gone, Jim Jones now is Ron DeSantis. What has gotten into people trying to unite the United States of America? It's all about segregation. You know, it took a bullet, unfortunately. I'm just recalling history. To change George Wallace's process. Segregation today, segregation tomorrow. On his dying bed, he changed the words up. But it shouldn't take that. I've always said, that other countries are watching us. We are having our own civil war right here in America. We're fighting ourselves. We are destroying, making us very vulnerable for any country to invade us. They are so set on trying to keep the African-American community down. But yet still, the floodgates are open for people from all over the world to come to America. They're not mad that the bill, a temporary bill that was set on the border. They're coming in, they're looking at more laborers. They understand. I understand. The more we've done for this country, the less of two evils are getting the notice or the praise for what we've done for this country. I always say we came in Jamestown, worked our way west, had no idea, followed the sun, didn't have a clock. But we knew that when the day started, it started in the east if you're facing north to your right and ended on your left. And we migrated, not knowing what was ahead of us. Think about some of the barriers, some of the mountains of the Appalachian chain that you had to go over to move from the east to the west. Then you got to the Mississippi. How many lives were lost at the Mississippi? You know, it's losing people now due to the Mississippi. Can you imagine how many people who were voiceless then is no longer with us? Their lineage potentially was erased. Were those who survived the Mississippi River continued across? Then they went through Oklahoma. And I'll never forget this. A young lady I met in my hometown, family was from Broken Arrow. They even had a broken bow. I thought she was pulling my leg until I looked it up. There are a lot of black Indians, believe it or not, right there in that eastern part of Oklahoma. Now, are they getting the benefits that they're saying our Native Americans are getting or should be getting? If you know someone, please let them know what's going on to maybe get into that twist of great things as a Native American. But then we kept going west. Can you imagine going through the Grand Canyon? Going all the way down to the river, Colorado River, only to come up on the other side to move towards California. You talking about a journey? That's more than a journey. That is folks that were determined just to keep moving away from the sun, the morning sun. Determination. That is what was going on. Then we get to the Pacific Ocean. We think we've run out of land, but they've gone all the way across. created things. And there are probably so many inventions and creations that no one got credit, or the wrong person may have gotten credit for. So we kept moving on. Kept moving on. And then again, you have a governor. This is by Dean Obadiah. And I'll just read just a little bit of it. We are seeing an alarming pattern emerge in which the GOP leaders define and even pledge to pardon people charged with convicted killings of a person. This callous attitude towards law and order fits well in a party whose presidential frontrunner has defended those who have stormed out of our Capitol, who's supporting people who have strangled to death others. Now, folks, this is something we really need to talk about. This young man, and see, I see it from somebody old, but somebody that's young with such hatred, who went to school with blacks, unless he went to private school, they may have one or two. But I would love to speak with that individual, male or female, wherever he may have gone to high school, or was he showing this trait then? And to be saying some of the things that he's saying publicly, I just don't get it. I really don't get it. And it hurts because our forefathers and foremothers put together so many different things for us to enjoy. You know, Black History Month, we talk about the inventions that we have contributed to society. We talk about bricks. We talk about trains, lights, camera action. Whatever it's been, we've been able to do it, and at a very high level. And you just want to take and erase them and erase the history of this country. Now, certain things you're erasing, and I understand what you're trying to get rid of. That the fact that we worked under hell of a conditions to get where we are today. And you don't want your kids and future kids to understand what we had to go through in order to get what we received. Still don't have much. And for these parents up to 40 years old, you know what I'm going to say, 50 back. And you're thinking like that, thinking you're superb. Yeah, we had to deal with it. But when you go back and say, ooh, I had a friend named Andrew. Well, Mom, I see some pictures. You know, they backtrack and taking pictures away of taking a give a job to a migrant, okay, then someone of color that's been over a while. That's why they're not screaming much, because they're going to let people in. That's fine. We're the land of milk and honey. But let's take care of our own as well. You're trying to kill off a group of people through a chokehold, through shootings, through erasing the history. That's something. Erasing the history of the African Americans here in this country. And let's go back in history. You know, we always talk about Juneteenth here in Texas. 2 years late, Emancipation Proclamation, 1863. 1865, the word gets to Galveston, Texas. Sometimes in my heart, I feel that it was deliberate. They created barriers through Louisiana, Arkansas, Oklahoma, to prevent the soldiers from delivering the message. They wanted to get in two more harvests of cotton. Don't forget that Texas is the number one producer of cotton. It's not Alabama, Mississippi like we thought. It's the great state of Texas. And then when they said, well, they coming down on us. Granger, go on down to Galveston. And we'll spread the word that they're free. 2 years. They could have used a homing pigeon. Somebody could have been on their wagon, getting where they need to be. But it took 2 years. I want to say good morning, Miss Opal Lee, the queen, the mother of Juneteenth. And we have that coming up soon. And celebrate it. I told you, I had no idea what it was. But again, with President Biden putting it into action, to holiday, you're not sufficient when the banks close. Some people may still go to work. That's good. Go to work. But when, again, the post office and the bank, that's real. Excuse me, that is real. It's about 44 after the hour. You're listening to The World According to Drew. I'm Andrew Wiggum Live. And last week I didn't get a chance to say Happy Mother's Day to all the moms. Happy Mother's Day. I hope you got your flowers and all those good things associated with Mother's Day and the love from your kids. All right. More things off our e-blast this morning. And we're going to get back to that census. And here's a question. Why are we leaving black women's health behind? Something to think about and hopefully Dr. Rodriguez will work on that a little bit for me. Yeah, we got to look, listen, and think. A picture is worth a thousand words. In our e-blast today, there's a cross with a brother carrying it on his shoulder. We have shouldered this country for years. Worked and receive actually nothing. A documentary the other day was talking about there's a shortage of black doctors. And I could see that. We've known that for a while. The fact that you have a lot of the doctors that come from our HBCUs, and let's go back. You have a lot of blacks that may have graduated from their schools with biology pre-med degrees. They have only so many slots in medical school where they can control the amount of blacks that come in. Then when they finish school, there's a certain amount that will go on and get fellowships, or should I say internships, okay, which would be a couple of years, and then they get fellowships if they want to continue in specialties. But we just don't have enough. Vanderbilt just got their first, and I don't want to mess it up, internist for neurology or something. We'll look at it as she's going to be a neurosurgeon here in 2023. First, I really thought first were out of the way. So again, we have to just get it together, push our kids, push our grandkids to do more and more. But again, in 2023, Vanderbilt getting the first, UT getting the first. Come on. That should have been done. There's a lot of black doctors that have come and gone. But again, in 2023, you're getting your first. It's the 50th anniversary of hip-hop. Some of those who are old enough, you know about the Sugar Hill Gang. Hip to the hop to hip, hip hop. You don't stop rocking to the bang, bang, boogie. Say up, jump the boogie to the boogie to the boogie to me. That's about as much as I remember. It'll come back to me. The business spotlight for today is Blackburn Woodfolk Dermatology. And for years, I remember people going to Dr. Blackburn over at St. Paul Hospital, can do everything. Knew the needs of his people. And we thank him for what he's done. If he had alopecia, any of that, you go over there and Dr. Blackburn set you up, get you well. Find out how your event can be showcased. You can call right here at 214-941-0110 to get your information, your ads, all here in the Bird, the Daily Bird. National American Red Cross Founders Day. A lot is going on. Happy anniversary, Mr. and Mrs. Williams. And I have to blow that up. Look, about 54 years. Mr. and Mrs. Davis, 28 years. And Richard. Ann Adenike, 15 years. And the first Mr. and Mrs. Williams, looks like 14 years. Special birthdays, Ronald Isley, Norley Dickey Jr., Sylvester Jones, Diane G. Stansberry, Myla Ty Maljaza, Regis Stearns, Not Pictures, Notorious Big, Mr. T, Rochelle Farrell, Brandy Maxill, Kanu, Max B, Tay Zondri, Goose Joseph, Julia, Alana, Michael Crozier, Harold Donahue, Charles West, Charles Gilbert, Perry Bryan III, Lisa Sanders, Andrew Nathaniel Lewis III. All right. It's about 49 after the hour. I'm just so excited, waiting on the top of the hour when we get to talk to Dr. Rodriguez. Just some great things going on in America. Again, I mentioned earlier, Jim Brown, the legendary running back of the Cleveland Browns, dead at the age of 87. At one time, and remember, they didn't play that many games. And he retired early. He had rushing yards, 12,312. Rushing average by 5.2. Rushing touchdowns, 106. Receiving yards, 24.99. And I might be kin to Jim Brown. He was born on February 17, 1936, in St. Simons Island, Georgia. That's right there off from Brunswick all the way up to Midway, Georgia. There's a little Jekyll Island in St. Simons. He died in Los Angeles on the 18th. His spouse, Monique Brown, from 1997 to 2023. Sue Brown, prior to that, was 1949 to 1972. His number 32 was retired, and at Syracuse, they always gave the best back, number 44. So a lot has been with Syracuse, with Ernie Davis, Floyd Little, they passed it. So if you got that number, you was a bad mother. Shut my mouth. You're bad dude. Dates, joined 1957 with the Cleveland Browns. He went to Syracuse again, as I mentioned previously, in 1954. He also played lacrosse at a very high level. So Ernie Davis, Clint Walker, Walter Payton, you know, these guys know the importance. Walter Payton broke his record that was later broken by Emmitt Smith. Unbelievable. Unbelievable of the contribution. Now, I did mention earlier that he was a civil rights activist. And if you can remember, I'm going to try to pull a picture up with Jackie Robinson, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. It had Bill Russell trying to make a change in the late 60s, early 70s. A lot of this kicked off. He had Jackie Robinson that was still alive making the protests. And these were key black figures in the world of sports that were making these changes. And it's unbelievable, the impact. And I'm going to try to get one of the images up so I can tell you who was in the picture. All right, Jim Brown should be seen fully, flaws and all. And the New York Times had Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who may have been Lou Alcindor, Jim Brown, Muhammad Ali, Bill Russell. Let me see who else was in this. Harry Belafonte. There were a lot of key people in that room that particular day. And Jim Brown, who was probably one of the highest of highest at that particular time, spoke out. And you know how Ali got treated when he didn't want to go to the military. They put him in jail. Here's from the New York Times. Jim Brown should be seen fully, flaws and all. And you can go to the New York Times. Again, they showed this picture. Ernie Davis, a lot of athletes. But you have to also remember there was Harry Belafonte, who died a couple of weeks ago, at least a month ago. He was in the picture as well. So those were many people that were trying to fight for equality. Through being activists for the African-American folks. And Jim Brown was one of them. He left football at a very early age, went and did movies, had the controversial kiss of Raquel Welch. See, they don't want to tell that part. And Boys in Hollywood in the Spin. When you kiss Raquel Welch. Been very outspoken on behalf of the players that were in the league. He's an icon. Icon that just died at the age of 87. May he rest in peace. May he rest in peace. All right, it's about 55 after the hour. You're listening to The World According to Drew. Some things that we really want to talk about. We have some folks online. I really want to talk about some of the things that DeSantis is talking about. Church groups, whatever. Don't patronize Florida. Can you believe that? I see we have a 404. All right, very good. Good morning. Welcome to The World According to Drew. What's going on in your world this morning?
Oh, nothing much, man. I was just having a good time last night. Saw so many people.
Okay.
Now I forgot I had to wake up and come to work.
I truly understand what you're talking about. Can you...
But, Oh, yeah, you were just talking about Jim Brown. I was listening to Greg Carr talk about Jim Brown and a lot of the activist stuff that people don't mention, how he brought him and Farrakhan brought the Crips and Bloods together to stop a lot of the killing. People, you know, they don't talk about that kind of stuff. And he mentioned a lot of stuff that I didn't know Jim Brown was a part of.
Yeah, well, they had all the professional athletes that they got together.
Yeah, he talked about the same photograph. Yeah, with Kareem and
Kareem
Muhammad Ali and the rest of them.
Jackie Robinson. It was a whole group of people in that picture. You know, I'm sure the people in Hollywood didn't like that much.
But he also talked
about
that he was like the owner of the Browns wanted him to come back to camp or something like that, or was ordering him to come back to play football. And Jim Brown held a press conference, told him he was leaving football. And you know, it was a whole story around that. You know, he didn't just, you know, up and decide. Is it? Well, he did just up and decide to leave, but it was, you know, the owners thought, you know, they owned him since, you know, they were paying him all this money and he was running the ball. And Jim, like, you know, no, I'm, you know, I'm through with that. I'm going to Hollywood, and it was because of him that others followed, like Fred Williamson and the. Ernie, what's his name?
Ernie Davis.
Bernie,
so many people.
Bernie, the guy that played I'm Gonna Get You Sucker with him.
Yeah, Bernie Casey.
Bernie Casey. He led the way for a lot of those athletes to come into Hollywood.
Well, you know, it's amazing. Hollywood wasn't very receptive to a lot of the black actors. They wanted them to be Sam Bowl and your mama.
Mm-hmm.
The lady that actually got an Oscar for playing Gone with the Wind.
Yeah, Hattie McDaniel.
Mm-hmm. And they were doing that, but they spoke out at a time where it wasn't fashionable. Again, after Ali's plea, why he didn't want to go to the war.
Mm-hmm.
And just looking at the pictures of some of the faces, you have Muhammad Ali, Bill Russell, who at the time was Lou Alcindor, and many black athletes that supported Ali, when he did not want to go to war. And that was in 1967. And that's a heck of a picture, and that's on the New York Times side. I'll try to find some more pictures of him with Jackie Robinson, which is another picture that was symbolizing what was going on during that particular day. And people fail to realize of the amount that they had to go through. We're still going through stuff, and like not as polarized as it was before.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and that's quite interesting. You know how things were. You look at Jackie Robinson. You look at what Dr. King went through. Ali, and I'm sure Jim Brown got called all kind of names during those days.
Oh yeah.
But then they got back together, and it was him, Brown, and Bill Russell.
Yeah, I don't remember the name of all those guys, but yeah.
Very influential to us.
I didn't remember the name of all those guys that was in that famous picture.
Yeah, but in one picture, you'll see a lot of professional athletes that were supporting supporting Muhammad Ali.
Right, right.
That's the one where you see him sitting at the table. He refused to go in the war. He said, y'all asking me to go kill somebody that I don't even know.
And that ain't
we getting killed over here in America.
And that didn't do nothing to him.
Yeah.
People that did something to him live right here in this country.
Right.
You know?
Right there in Louisville. And throughout. So you look at it a lot. You see where Jackie Robinson and these folks, the things that they were doing. And people see the skyhook of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, but he was an activist. He was out there on the front. He was at the peak of his career when all this went down. And they say, United we stand. That was their group. And they were already mad with Jackie, if you've seen 42 or other movies featuring Jackie Robinson. He was the right young man for that role. Imagine some of the things that transpired with him. A lot of people would have been quite upset. Probably would have swung the bat in the dugout, whipping tail.
Yeah.
So it's quite a bit for us to deal with. But I'm just glad that somebody, Mark, gave us an opportunity to do things, to do the things that we're able to do today. So I love it. I love it, and I wish we get more of it. Now, all right, since I have you on the phone, it's a hot issue to both you and I. Did you hear the comments that DeSantis made about the young man that was killed in...
Yeah, I think wasn't he trying to campaign to get him with pardoned or something like that? If he gets convicted?
No. Yeah, right. Of the guy, because he's trying to get him pardoned to this. I guess, it's open season on black folks.
Yeah.
And we'll get you off. And you're sending the wrong message.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of people. And I'm just going to put it out there. I always thought the biggest fear a lot of our white counterparts may have experienced, and not all, but I think a vast majority, is that when Ken Norton went in the house to see Miss Susan. If you know the scene, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
When he went up to the big house, they hadn't been the same. And that was in Hollywood. Imagine big house when it really happened.
Mm-hmm.
And even in the movie, I can't even think of the title right now, the one with Eddie Murphy and then we're in jail.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm drawing a blank right now. Huh?
The one with Martin Lawrence?
Yeah, Martin Lawrence, Bernie Mac, and everybody that was in, Anthony Anderson, everybody that was black in Hollywood was in this movie.
Yeah.
I'll think of it.
Rick
but
James?
Yeah. Huh?
Rick James was in there.
Yes. Rick James was one of the, probably the sheriff. Well, he was the
Shark. The club owner or something like that.
Yeah.
The gang.
And then Clarence Williams III was the card shark. Shark that stole his money, stole their money.
Why can I not remember the name of that movie? It's one word, though, ain't it?
It was, yeah. I know, I'll get it here in a second for us. And it's right on the tip of my tongue.
Yeah. That's when you know you're getting old.
No, I just got a lot on your mind.
That too.
And it's a favorite movie. I just, life.
And my buddy Morgan always talking about it because he's seen it so many times. I've only seen it like once or twice.
The movie is Life. They got life in jail.
I knew it was one word. Yeah, life.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, it was star-studded. Eddie Murphy, Bernie Mac, Michael Taliaferro. That was the big, big dark-skinned guy. Ned Beatty, Beatty, however you want to, he was in it. Miguel Nunez, Rick James, Lisa Nicole Carson. I mean, it was star-studded, star-studded. And it dealt with a lot of things. Oba Babatunde, Nick Cavastes, Anthony Anderson, Clarence Williams III, Guy Torrey, all about the Heavy D, Shania Lathan, R. Lee Emery, Barry Shabaka Henley, Keith Burke, Walter Joyner. I mean, it was the who's who of television.
I'm about to look at that tonight again.
Done by the Gun Line Boss. All that. There are a lot of pieces of that movie that you can really, really identify with. Mm-hmm. Of how they dealt. All he was doing, falsely accused. And we have to look at the subliminal message as well. Those who were falsely accused, how many of us are falsely accused today? How many are serving time in jail for something they didn't do? So that was a message. They were talking about life. And just unbelievable. And remember, when Can't Get Right got up to the house, and the guy was asking, who's the daddy? He putting him up, Bernie Mac, who his role was soft. I'm sorry, he was alternative. That's the movie. Said. And he said that I'm the pappy, and it brought a lot of laughs because they knew he was not interested in that.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of messages. Speaking of messages, I'm still trying to figure out why the governor of Florida is sending these messages. Is he
somebody
fearful?
Also mentioned that he doesn't talk about it. There was a lynching of some Italians in New Orleans, and he's from Italian descent. And there was a lynching. Why would he teach that in Florida schools about the lynching of his people?
But that's what he wants. He wants the influx of history to show that we made no contribution to this country.
Mm-hmm.
None. If it wasn't for the little bit of black history that we know about, then it wouldn't be any history of this country.
And the same thing with the Egyptians in that movie Cleopatra. They don't want us to think that Cleopatra was black. But the Egyptians that live in Egypt now, they not the true, the original Egyptians,
Uh-huh. It's not what we know, it's what we want you to see. And that's what they're trying to do. But let me just read a little bit. This is from the Philadelphia Tribune. The Saints' comments about Joy Neely's death are part of a dangerous pattern.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing an alarming pattern emerging in which some GOP leaders defend and even pledge to pardon people charged with convicted. Hold on just a second. Okay, came back up. People charged with convicted of killing a person. This callous attitude toward law and order fits well in a party whose presidential frontrunner has defended those who stormed our Capitol on June 6th of 2021. At least it's the dangerous message sent by the Republican governors of Texas and Florida who have spoken out about defendants of killing the former and former President Trump. Attackers. if they're elected in 2024. Now, if any black candidate would say, they would just say, please, and you put, I ain't going to even say it, but you know what I say,
yeah,
blank,
yeah.
Please, if they spoke like that.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we going to this? Why don't you turn back? You know, I always talk about that clock, a watch that I'm going to invent with time going backwards. Why are we even going back in that time where there was so much turmoil? And the people who are pushing it, which kills me, Mark, we weren't even born for half of this stuff. And he's younger than we are.
Yep.
You know, what is it? He's tearing up Florida.
I was in my senior year high school.
Say it again?
I think I was in junior high school when he was born. Almost in a senior in high school, I think. I forget how old he is.
Mm-hmm. Well, he didn't live it. He was very protected. Probably went to Catholic school or private school. We never say it private. It was always Catholic school. I don't know too many private schools, non-Christian. But most of them Catholic schools. And he's talking about, he was gleaming his daddy eye at the time all this was going on in the 60s. And then he's talking about this. You know, these town hall meetings, it's going to be interesting when they have the Republican debates. And then just to read a little bit more from the Philadelphia Tribune, the most recent example comes from Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who tweeted Friday evening in support for Daniel Perry, a U.S. Marine veteran charged last week with second-degree manslaughter in the recent killing of Joy Neely in New York City that happened in the subway system. Neely, who was homeless, was riding the subway on May 1st when he launched into a rant about being, about being homeless. Declared, he said, and I quote, "I don't care if I die. I don't care if I go to jail. I don't have any food. I'm done." According to Juan Alberto Vasquez, a witness who recorded the encounter. Okay. Regardless if he asked for that, he didn't deserve what he got.
Yeah.
Passengers became uncomfortable and moved to other parts of the train. Vasquez told CNN, but Neely did not appear to be armed or looking to attack anyone. Key part, didn't look to attack anyone. A man approached Neely from behind and placed him in a chokehold. The witness said the New York City medical examiner found Neely dead from compression to his neck as a result of a chokehold, ruling the death homicide. Penny's attorney said they are confident their client will be fully absolved, I guess, from the wrongdoing. In other words, he would get away with his wrongdoing.
Yeah, right.
That's all they're trying to say. Now, had the shoe been on the other foot, and this guy dancing, and I guess maybe not doing Michael Jackson, maybe he might have been doing Frank Sinatra or the Backstreet Boys, any of that. And then if I put him in the chokehold, where would I go? Where would I go? That's all I would say. Where would I go? It's a travesty.
Yep.
What do we do, Mark? How do we go about it? What do we tell our kids? What do we tell our nieces and nephews of what needs to be done? It is a travesty.
People got to come together. Their biggest fear is black unity, which we don't have right now, which they have broken.
Say it again for me.
Their biggest fear is black unity. If that happens, it's going to be all out war.
So Civil War round two.
They're already fighting the Civil War. I mean, look at what these conservatives are doing. They've already achieved, you know, the minority vote. Minority is the majority when it comes to voting. They've achieved that in all these states through voter suppression. We at least got
to
wake up.
Find a way to look. You step out of line, you stay out of line. You can't use the bathroom. Come on, that's worse than being in school. You don't use the bathroom for one. They take it. If you don't use it, then there's an issue. There is an issue. And that is great. Absolutely great. Mark, you hang in there for a second. Let's bring up, and maybe you can help out. I know you're good. We're going to bring in our neighborhood doctor. And she is ready. Good morning, Dr. Rodriguez. What's going on in your world this morning?
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm great. Just hanging in here. It seems like I'm trying to mature again, the voice cracking and everything. But we'll get through that this morning. What you got for us?
You know what? I actually had three things, but it's gotten so late. Maybe I'll just give you one of them. That sound good?
Andrew,
okay,
say
it again. I got a little interference. I can hear you now. I got a secondary speaker. Go ahead. Say it again. You got a couple of things you want to put out?
Well, I did, but it's getting kind of late. So I can give you maybe one of the three.
Okay.
All right. I guess I'll go with I've been, like, concentrating on foods pretty much this week. And, like, one of my favorite drinks at work especially used to be, like, Mountain Dew until I found out what Mountain Dew had in it and, like, pretty much what it could do to you.
Woo!
Anybody else out there like Mountain Dew?
I do.
Let me tell you what Mountain Dew has in it. Mountain Dew has a vegetable oil in it. It's called brominated vegetable oil. It's banned in about 160 countries. About the only place you can get a Mountain Dew is in the United States. The brominated vegetable oil, it can irritate your skin, your mucous membranes. Long-term exposure can cause neurological symptoms such as headaches, memory loss, and impaired balance or coordination.
So I may have memory loss of Mountain Dew.
Huh?
Memory
loss is not good.
Loss of Mountain Dew.
Yeah, headaches, impaired balance or coordination. It has quite a few neurological things that can happen to you if you're drinking a lot of Mountain Dew.
Wow. So let me see how they put it down. Mountain Dew, and that now they done got cute and put it at MTN Dew. Mountain Dew. I guess that's in some countries, carbonated soft drink branded by PepsiCo. The original formula invented in 1940 by Tennessee bottling company Barney and Allie Hartman. The revised formula was created by Bill Bridgeforth. in 1950. The rights and formula of this was obtained by Tip Corporation in Marion, Virginia. William H. Bell Jones and Tip Corporation further refined the formula, launching the version of Mountain Dew back in 1961. So I want to hear some more of you said what it can do to throw your lining off. Of course, this is not
your balance. Your balance, Andrew. Impaired balance or coordination. You know, like you're trying to walk, and instead of you walking straight line, you're like falling over, tipping over, and things like that.
Okay.
Memory loss.
That's Mountain Dew or Jack Daniels?
That's Mountain Dew.
Oh, my boss drinks that Mountain Dew every day. He keeps bottles of it at work.
Mm. It's very addicting. But like Andrew was telling us about Mountain Dew, look up brominated vegetable oil. Like when you look on them, and I know everybody reads labels just like I do, that's like one of the main ingredients in Mountain Dew is brominated vegetable oil. It's brominated vegetable oil.
You know, we're looking.
Okay.
Brominated vegetable oil. Here we go. All right, so brominated vegetable oil is a vegetable oil that has bromide added to it. It's used in small amounts to keep the citrus flavor from floating to the top in some beverages. When used, BVO must be listed as an ingredient on the label. And as you were saying, what's bad about it, health concerns of BVO, is one of the ingredients, bromide there. Bromide can irritate the skin and mucous membranes, as Dr. Rodriguez brought to our attention. The moist lining of your nose, mouth, and lungs, and stomach. Long-term exposure can cause neuropathic symptoms, headaches, memory loss. Oh, I just had a brain fart. Sorry. And impaired balance or coordination. You know, you hit the nail on the head. And a lot of people don't know about this. Mark said his boss drink one every day. I drink them as much as I can when I can. But I think I'm going to go ahead and strike that from my regimen. Now, you talk about Mountain Dew. You know, every drink, that's a Pepsi product. Do you think Mellow Yellow has the same thing? I would look that up. Because, you know,
I would have to look at the bottle and see what's in it. But
okay.
I know all of these drinks from the bottle, they all have high sugar in them. And high fructose sugar is so not good for you.
Well, to keep you up. But they're not advertising that. Maybe it's not. I'm going to see if it's in there. By is bromine in Mellow Yellow. Let's see.
Well, I know that a lot of countries are banned things that come from the United States, and so they've taken them off their shelves because they're not good for you. When I travel overseas, I notice there's a lot of things that we eat and drink here that you will not find overseas.
Wow. I'm still tripping. Ooh. And we just, oh my goodness. So we're going back. I don't even know where to start. All my favorite drinks. In the gutter.
You can always drink some water, Andrew.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I'm going to continue to do that. I'm trying to...
I'll bring you some water supplements when I get to work on Monday. I'll just pack them right now, and I'll bring them to you on Monday that you can put in your water.
I think I need that. So, Mark, what do you have to say? So your boss is losing his mind every day, huh? Mark, are you still here? We may have lost him. Dr. Rodriguez, you still with me?
I'm still with you. I just mute myself when I'm not speaking. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Do I have time for like one more food?
Yes, you do. You all the time you need. You go ahead. It just said the bottom of the hour. We go all the way to the top.
Okay. The one, you know, all the brightly colored, I call them breakfast cereals they have. Like, I'm gonna give you an example, like Fruit Loops, or like one of the candies, like M&M's, the brightly colored
okay.
ones. All right. Well, I'm not sure if everyone knows, but a whole bunch of these breakfast, brightly colored breakfast cereals and M&M's, you know, like when we color our Easter eggs around Easter time, they all have that artificial food dye. And, like, those food dyes actually give you cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to think of it. Like one of my favorite M&M's is the blue ones, and like I'm fond of the red ones. And that right there is red 40, I think. And I'm fond of the yellow ones also, M&M's. That's yellow 5. I have never liked Fruit Loops, but the food coloring can increase inflammation. Disrupt the functioning of your immune system, and they contain a lot of cancer-causing toxic contaminants. They cause, like, tumor development, and, like, in children, the ones that, you know, because, like, anything brightly colored is actually geared toward getting children to eat it, but they cause a lot of hypersensitivity, especially the red 40 and the yellow 5. So, yeah, because, you know, like most of the brightly colored, like the M&M's and the Fruit Loops, they're highly processed, and they don't really have any natural nutrients in them. And they're high in calories, and, you know, they add sugar to them also.
Well, you know, when it comes to kids, they want anything that's sweet, and some of us big kids love it too.
Yeah.
I was
interested with twins and M&M's, and you're good for the day, right?
Now you're going to make me look and see what's in Peeps. Because during that time of the year, I think I buy almost all of them off the shelf. I hope it's none of this bromide and Peeps. And I'm looking it up.
I hope it ain't in Cheetos.
Oh.
What was that, Mark?
I hope
Cheetos?
That stuff ain't in Cheetos because I've been eating a lot lately. I got to stop. I've just been having a urge for it.
Cheetos?
And, yeah. They had a big bag at Costco the other day. I was like, oh, my goodness. Why they want to do this to me?
Well, you know, it's a lot of things, and Dr. Rodriguez, you are absolutely correct. I look at the pull, it's bromide and Peeps. I guess it's the NBC Today show said Peeps are urged to remove the color dye that's linked to cancer. So, folks, you know, Dr. Rodriguez, She always provides us. Look, I'm going to get real colored for a second, if y'all don't mind. Like the people who do the announcements in church. She has given us a plethora of information as it relates to these particular dyes. What's it, Mountain Dew and Peeps. Again, they're talking about in the Today, and it might be the Today from NBC, the manufacturer behind Peeps, the most popular chicks and bunnies, shake marshmallow confections, often tuck Easter in Easter egg baskets, is facing pressure to remove the food dye from its products. On April 3rd, Consumer Reports, nonprofit consumer advocacy organization, issued a press release confirming that it had urged Just Born Quality Confections to stop issues of red dye number 3, which is used for the candy company of purple and pink Peeps. All right, so I might be yellow. Yellow might be all right. No, but they're talking about how important it is. And, you know, we take so much for granted, folks, and we need to start reading labels. And everything that we consume, you need to check, because I'm feeling bad right now. A couple of weeks ago, Dr. Rodriguez told us about this 3D meat. Mark, look that up. 3D meat, where they're taking components of certain animals and creating beef. And what is that called, Dr. Rodriguez? The white part in meat?
I just usually, like, if I'm looking it up, I usually look up...
Like the marketing? It's a term. I can't... It's slipping my mind right now.
Let me see if I got it written. I might have it still written down from last... Well, from a couple of weeks ago.
Okay. But, Mark, it's like the... I would call it the marrow. Well, the marrow's red inside the bone. But this is like the white calcifications that are on the side of meat with the markings. It's blowing my mind right now. I can't even think about it. But, you know, when you see that, people always talk about, ooh, that's a pretty looking steak. Look at the, somebody help me. If you're out there in TV land, I like to say TV land. If you're out here, if you know the answer to that, just press 1. I see we have a couple more people on board. If you just press that, I'm drawing a blank right now. And Dr. Rodriguez, you called the name of it, and I could not...
can't recall it.
Yeah, I can't recall it. And they say it's good when they see, like, the white piece or the markings in the meat.
Oh, you're talking about the marbled meat?
There you go. Bingo, bingo, bingo. The marble.
Yeah.
And even, you know, go ahead, I'm sorry.
So have you heard of it's a like ractopamine? That's it's an animal additive that we use to speed up the animal's weight gain. It's called ractopamine.
Mm-mm.
Now, it's banned in every country, pretty much, except for the United States.
Wow. So it's called rhabdotrypanamine, something like that.
Yes, that's it. Huh?
And it says it's an animal feed additive used to promote leanness and increase food conversion, effectively in farm animals.
Y'all gonna make me go vegan.
After a while, we're not gonna be able to eat nothing, grapes or nothing, because it's always.
Well, you
something.
Can eat them if you're in another country. It's just this one, unless you get country like how I was growing up. I grew up and we actually grew our food and raised our animals. So all of this stuff being put into city people's food, I wasn't exposed to this when I was a kid. They've been putting this stuff in our food for, years. But, now that I'm living in the city trying to make a living, I'm not living that farm life anymore. So I don't raise my own animals. I have to. I'm eating pretty much what they have stuck in the markets here.
I try to get organic when, if possible. I go to the farmer's market.
But yeah, but can't be even really sure what organic actually has a different meaning here in the U.S. than it would any place else in the world. And it's like they put a lot of stuff in our food. It's like the Racto paamine that they put in our food is made by the Eli Lilly and Company. Y'all know they're like a big, big company. For pigs, they actually, the name for it is Paylene. And like for the beef, they call it Optiflex. And like the ractopamine that they're using for turkeys is called Topmax.
So you say right now they're getting ready for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, they
so
making them turkeys.
Today it's going to be a full tom. It could be a full tom by that November. That's scary. So, you know, right now, I mean, hearing you say that, Dr. Rodriguez, I am so happy that I did not get rid of the little garden that I tried to create for the kids, the little box. I might as well start growing my own vegetables.
Well, I'm actually going to the country next weekend. So when I go home, I usually try to, you know, pick up some meat. If I'm going to eat meat, I try to pick up some meats that are, you know, manufactured the way I'm used to, like from when I was a younger person.
Well, y'all going to make everybody go vegetarian here shortly. Now, we hear beef being doctored up. Are they doctoring up the pork as well? Anybody know?
I'm sure.
They're doctoring up everything. I just told you what they call it when they doctor up the pig. It's called paleen, P-A-Y-L-E-A-N. That's ractopamine.
Oh, okay.
There goes my bacon.
So he go from the piglet to the hog in no time.
Yeah. And that actually, like I said, it's banned. Pretty much it's banned in at least 160 countries. It's just not, it's a lot of stuff. It's not banned here in the United States.
Yeah, but they helping pigs get to the market a lot quicker.
Don't they ban microwaves in Russia?
What was that, Mark?
Don't they ban microwaves in Russia?
Oh, I don't know.
You said microwaves?
I think so.
And that's something that we still promote, microwaves.
Yep.
That's because we have a lot of microwaves we need to sell.
You know, a lot of people with hold on, I got a reverb there. Sorry about that. There's just a lot of people out there that are getting these anything instant. You know, we love it. And that's how they're doing the food. It's a baby today and a grown man tomorrow. From piglets to chops. That's crazy. Absolutely crazy. But, Mark, we need to look up that a little bit about the microwaves. I can put... Let's see, microwave wave Russia. Maybe something we need to follow, because oftentimes we don't know what's going on. Let's see what it said. Really, microwaves are often never banned in the old USSR, but it may be a bill made up by Bill Koop in an article, Non-Existent Russian Studies, The Dangers of Microwaves.
Yeah, that stuff kills your food.
Yeah, and they have a nice article for those who are listening. They have a very nice article. They say, why Russians ban microwave ovens? Just read a little bit, and I'll paraphrase as much as I can to get through it. It's not that much to read, but that's something to know. And it looks like it's a chiropractic southeast, someone out of southeastern Mass. I think that's just outside of Boston. He said, why Russians ban microwave ovens? By now, you probably know that what you eat has profound impact on your health. The mantra, and I quote, you are what you eat, end quote, is really true. But you need to consider not only what you buy, but how you cook it. Okay. That's a little bit more, but that is so true. It's not what you buy, it's how you cook it. And, you know, we quick to put something, we'll heat something up in the microwave. I'm guilty. I got some crawfish last night. Good morning to Southern alumni. The DFW had a crawfish ball. They had what they call a bayou. What was it? I'm drawing a blank. I enjoyed it so much. Bayou Bash. That's what they had last night here at the African American Museum in Dallas. The Bayou Bash by Southern alumni. The Dallas Metroplex chapter had crawfish. Oh my goodness, my lips still burning. They had. Is there something wrong with crawfish, Dr. Rodriguez?
You know, I'm not even sure. I'd have to check that out.
Okay, I want to make sure. It's too late if it was something wrong with crawfish. So I took care of crawfish. Had some fried fish. They had some kind of little meat patty. It was good. I figured if everybody was eating it, I'd be all right for the evening. But they had that, and Uncle Nearest was around, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
Had a display of that. They were giving some examples. And they even had a brass band. There's a local brass band here in Dallas. I guess most of them are from Louisiana. And they were playing some music. Had the drum, trombones, trumpet, and sousaphone. And very nice event. Of course, it rained yesterday and the day prior. But we were in the outside part of the African American Museum. Very nice event, well attended. My hat's off to the alumnus of Southern University. Mark, you know I had to wear my FAMU stuff just to let them know that we are in the book. So that's how we do it out here. It's about 46 minutes after the hour. We have Dr. Rodriguez giving us our helpful tidbits along with our neighborhood guru as far as vitamins and everything as well. Mr. Mark out of Hot Atlanta. We got big plans, the group I'm in. We got big plans, Mark. We'll tell you about it a little later for Hot Atlanta. So we're going to be going around this country doing many, many things, just trying to enlighten people on various issues as well as entertainment we're trying to bring forth so that we get the whole person. Fill your knowledge and satisfy your social soul. Those are things that we're going to be trying to do here in the future. Dr. Rodriguez, you got one more. You gave me two. Give me that third one.
The rack to pay mine. That was the third one.
Okay, that was
me?
The third one.
I hear
you now. Yeah, I think I need to my get a new computer controlling this board, but I can hear you well.
Okay.
Say it one more time.
The Ractopamine, however you want to pronounce it. And the, yeah, is it ractopamine? Is that how you say it, Mark?
I don't know. Ain't no wrong way. There's no wrong
way. Look, we got the definition. So, yeah, you're right. There's no wrong way.
Like in pigs, it's called paline. And the cows is Optiflex. And in the turkey is Topamax.
Mm-mm-mm. Okay. So all these
good
things they're not telling us.
I had my Athletic Greens AG1 for breakfast, so that's just water and a powder.
Well, we need to look into is tap water good or what? Should we go ahead and buy the bottled water?
Pretty much all we have.
The plastic in the bottle water ain't good for you, they say.
Not.
Oh, Lord.
What's that? that penetrates the endocrine gland?
So what do y'all suggest? Just get a bucket when it rains and drink rainwater?
Oh,
you probably
definitely
got all the pollen pollution in the air.
Just keep
I'm trying to think of this
bubble.
Little movement. What's it? Oh, the little glass bubble, the bubble boy. That's how in the bubble, young ladies. That's how we're going to live. Perfect society. I mean, you guys have really enlightened me on some things today, and I really appreciate that. We need to make sure that folks, those who hear us, just follow suit. There's some things out here that really make a difference. And I'm looking at the marbling in the meat. That's a pretty piece of 3D meat. Made me want to go and get some. And while let me get a chance, again, I apologize for last week. I was in transition from San Antonio back to the Metroplex. And I did put a episode up unless you got online to do it. So I apologize for that. But I want to wish all the moms belated Mother's Day. It brings a lump to my throat when I think about Mother's Day and all the moms that contributed into my life. I just send them heavenly praises because actually, you know, if it wasn't for a mother's prayer, I don't think I would be here right now with you. Wasn't bad,
amen.
But I had bad friends.
Amen.
And so, you know, you kind of gravitated to that a little bit. But it's about 51 minutes after the hour. We've heard from Dr. Rodriguez. You guys stay on. We have some more guests throughout the country. Some of the things that we've talked about, we talk about DeSantis and his reaction to what happened in New York City. You know, and if it wasn't Sunday, I would curse. But if it wasn't Sunday, I would say, what the hell is he thinking? Oh, I'm sorry. That slipped. But there's got to be some compassion in somebody running for president or a leader of a group. Florida right now is going to lose a lot of business. People are going to get ready to try to boycott the state based on what DeSantis has been presenting lately. You know, when he messed with Mickey Mouse, you know, he done pissed a lot of people off. And it's not inexpensive anymore. I remember we used to go for $25. And now it's probably $100 to get in Disneyland or Disney World.
Just about.
So it's just crazy. But again, how do you erase history? is the former, well, I wish he was a former governor, but is the governor of Florida that afraid that they're going to find out that his ancestors or whatever was mean people, treated people like dirt? They don't want their kids to find out how they were? Maybe that's the angle, trying to prevent them from doing the things and making the mistakes that they made. But the kids are going to find out. So those are a few things, folks, that we went over. If you have any more questions, just press 1. We'll get you on. If it's something going on in your neck of the woods that maybe we need to know, if it's Atlanta or other places throughout this world that we may not be aware of, can you press 1 and we'll get you on live on The World According to Drew. Mark and Dr. Rodriguez, you know, you guys are always wonderful just bringing things up. And folks, we found out that Mountain Dew and y'all better back off. Mountain Dew got some issues. They got some issues. Brominated vegetable oil, BVO. It's a vegetable oil with bromide added to it. In small amounts, keep citrus flavoring from floating to the top of these beverages. When used, BVO must be listed as an ingredient. So I know I need to stop all stuff I can't even account for there. Absolutely awful for you. All right. Mark, you got anything you want to add as we get close? I'm getting text, so let me see what's going on.
No, just everybody be safe out there and, you know, register people to vote. That's all I say. Register people to vote. Or encourage them to register.
All right, we have somebody who wants to say something about Disney. Ooh, ooh, Mark. You say about $100. They seem like it went up to $201 for adults.
They won't be seeing me.
Well, it definitely gonna be a small world after all. If I got to pay that.
When I first went to Disney in '71, I think it cost like $7 to get in there.
Yeah, but you had to buy the tickets for the rides. They gave you a few, but
no,
you had to buy. I remember.
No, you didn't have to buy tickets. You just buy to get in. You just get on the rides.
Right, but you had to buy. If you went to Tomorrowland, they gave you so many tickets. Remember, you had tickets for Tomorrow, Fantasy, different worlds they had there. And I'm still
like,
oh, Grand Night. I had to walk all around Epcot, all around the world, just to get a hamburger. For those that don't know, they have different. They have Mexico. They have France, Italy, different countries around the world, and they have their specialty meals. And then Grand Night is for the seniors throughout the state of Florida at the time. We just had entertainment. I think it was Dougie Fresh. I'll tell you how long ago that's been. But the thing is that we had a good time, and I was so hungry, and I started in France and was walking around, and on the over was a hamburger, American hamburger. I was pissed off. But I did have it with my Mountain Dew. Oops. But I can't believe for Disney, Mark, she even gave me a picture. If now these are for days. For one day, one ticket can run you from $116 to $201.
Goodness.
Children, 110 to 195. That's 3 to 10. For two days, 236 to 358. For a kid, 226 to 348. Yeah. It'll be a small world. It's a small world after all. And we don't have to worry about it because the Fed is going to send Mickey backpacking, which is very unfortunate. You know how many people throughout this world look forward to going to Disney World? Those who are in California want to not only visit Disneyland, want to visit Disney World. My daughter had the luxury of going to the one in Paris. They have a Disney Paris. So she, you know, God bless her. She got some good parents, yes.
I was in Paris 2 weeks ago.
Oh, I wasn't supposed to say that. But it's just a joy. But things are escalating. We talked about how the meats are changing. 3D meats we talked about a couple of weeks ago, how they're composing beef with the marrow. You know, I forgot the word again, Dr. Rodriguez. The little white.
Marbling. Marbling.
What is it again?
Marbling.
Marbling.
But it all it is fat.
If you go, those who have your smartphones, if you go to Google and put it in 3D, they'll show you how pretty the meat is. It's pretty. That sounds like Sherman Klump. Show. On it, and it's frying down. They even show you how they put the meat together in layers. They have fat, blood, and muscle. And the marbling is nothing but the fat in the meat. So it's absolutely out there. Folks, it's been a pleasure. I want to thank Dr. Rodriguez and Dr. Mark for adding his expertise as well. He has a PhD in streetology, and we appreciate you. We appreciate you. And for those who are listening, I'm Andrew Wiggum, always with an open heart, and I really enjoy just changing the world the little bit I can. So we'll be back next week. Continue to pray hard, as I always say, because this country, we're going to hell in a handbasket. And we need, hopefully, our leadership will lead us in the right direction. And always remember, we always have an on-time God. I'm out of here. Peace.